Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world, from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob, and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about being honest. It's one of those traits that we often assume everybody's doing, but the reality is we often lie to ourselves. I am the best looking guy in the world, right? But I'm really not. I'm bald, and when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm not the most attractive person. But we lie to ourselves, we tell ourselves stories, we dial up and encourage our ego in different ways, and some of this is healthy and some of it isn't. And I want to talk a little bit about this and how it relates to our relationship with God. And so if this isn't an episode that you want to listen to, because it does involve a bit of religion or religious belief, feel free to shut it off now, and thank you for listening in the intro. So let's talk about where we are. I was noticing an insight in a situation that I was having in the family, and I was commenting on it as if I had this great aura of authority and always being right. I didn't want to come across that way, but I obviously did well enough that my wife gave me that look. Guys, you know that look I'm talking about. That look where it's like laser beams are coming out of your eye. And like, I was judging somebody in my family, and that if I were going to be judging at that level, then I needed to be living a better life. And it got me really thinking about the way I narrate in this podcast and how a lot of times I come across, or I try to come across, being really positive and like having these great insights and knowing all the things. And I want to tell you guys that I'm just as vulnerable and figuring stuff out as anybody else is out in the world. And I bring this up because there's a couple of people who I interacted with today. It is a Sunday. There were a couple of people I interacted with today who reminded me that it really is okay to just be yourself at the level you're at. And so one of them is, as always, as we've talked about before, the It's Okay to Be New philosophy, and the queen of It's Okay to Be New, El Marquez, was commenting today how she feels that on her podcast, Choose Linux, how she feels like everybody else gets it right and she's the one that doesn't. And I relate to her more because things don't always go right. And I love, absolutely love the way she talks herself through it. And so part of this podcast, although I'll try to sound positive and upbeat so it's an engaging thing to listen to, I'm still just as much trying to figure this out. And so now I told you just a few minutes ago that we were going to talk a little bit about religion and how that plays a part. We had our lesson at church today. It was very collaborative. For those of you who don't know, I am a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I don't want to flaunt my particular faith, but I think I can describe the experience so that way it can relate to other people's experiences professionally, personally, and in their own churches. So we're having our Sunday school lesson, and it's the week where the guys get together. And so we have a group of a bunch of adult males, all ranging in ages, lots of experiences, lots of great men to learn from. And we were listening to a talk from one of our leaders, and or rather we were using the talk from one of our leaders from back a few months ago as the reference point for our lesson. And this leader encouraged us to schedule time to be able to spend it listening and contemplating and praying, right? Scheduling time for that is being important. And so the person instructing had a really great question. How do we do that? What are some examples out there? And there were some amazing examples. We have people who have been listening to, you know, particularly helpful music on their car ride. Other people are listening to scriptures on their car rides. Lots of commute stories, right, as you can tell. We had other people who were talking about getting out to nature and being able to see all of that. And, you know, when we were done, I felt a prompting to raise my hand and comment that I appreciated all of their perspectives because maybe I haven't been budgeting the time to do that like I needed to. I certainly couldn't think of any direct example that was very similar to what had already been shared. And so it made me feel like, well, maybe I was doing it wrong. And so I raised my hand and shared that, guys, you know, part of us getting together is so that way when we are having a week or a moment where we have the opportunity to grow, it's okay to be there. And so when we have our group together where it's just the guys, we call it a quorum, right? A quorum is a little different than a team. It's kind of this partnership, this gentleman's organization. I don't know how quite to describe the feeling that comes from a quorum, because it's unique. It's where it's a safe place where you can be vulnerable and you can be positive and you can help pick other people up. And what I was trying to share in my comment was, hey guys, it's okay to show up to church and have one of those weeks where you need to be picked up. And in fact, that's kind of, you know, something we're all going to go through, and that's something that we all feel. Well, I didn't think much of the comment, but I got a text later on in the day where somebody had said that they really appreciated that I brought up that perspective, and that, you know, they've kind of been going through not just a day or a week, but months where they've had the feeling that maybe they're not spending enough time or getting it right, and they don't have that feeling where it happens. And that's part of our human existence, you know? That is absolutely part of our human existence. And I can't remember whether I've shared it on this podcast or not. Maybe I have, but loneliness is a part of the atonement. One of the last things that Christ did on the cross was he said, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" He overcame loneliness. You would not cry out for your dad if he wasn't there. You would not cry and you would not say those things. Loneliness is a part of the atonement. Having moments where we feel disconnected and have to reassess and reassert ourselves in life are perfectly normal. And in fact, I want to share that with you guys because I want you, when you have those moments where you feel that way, you're not alone. I absolutely have those times and I feel that way as well. Now, as I was thinking about when do I spend time praying and listening, I realized that over the past several weeks, I've always kind of woken up before my alarm, but now I don't get up anymore. I stay in bed, and before the alarm goes off, I'll take the time to listen and to think and to pray. And when I'm laying down to go to bed, I do the same thing as well. And it strikes me as odd that my parents taught me when I was younger to start my day with the prayer and end my day with the prayer. And over the course of time, starting and ending a day with a prayer has meant different things. Sometimes it means kneeling down and folding my arms and praying. And sometimes it means simply remembering that I have a Heavenly Father who loves me. He loves me and He cares about me, and I'm not perfect and He still loves me. And I'm still not going to be perfect tomorrow and He's still going to love me. And I'm going to need help overcoming the challenges I have in life, and He's still going to love me. I have knowledge. I have a feeling. I have a belief. I have a faith. I've lived my life this way long enough that I don't know if it's even a belief anymore. It really does feel like I know that there is a loving heavenly parent out there who cares about each one of us. And so now we may not share that belief. Not everybody who listens to this has to share the same philosophy or share the same belief structure. We don't even share the same experiences. But part of our human condition is realizing that life's hard and we deal with things in different ways. And sometimes we go through periods of weeks and months and days and years where we may not feel like ourselves. I've done that for years. And at some point on this podcast, I'll talk to you guys a little bit more about what it's like to live with PTSD and spend years of my life not being able to have a good night's sleep and how difficult of a challenge that is. So I'll tease that because I like to keep these episodes to just about 10 minutes and we're almost there now. So remember, you're not alone. You've got a lot to be grateful for. If you don't believe that there is a God out there, then you definitely can believe that every one of us here on the earth is going through similar experiences. And there's at least this podcast, but I know there's several others out there that talk about what that's like and how we're in this together. And we can rely on one another. We can create a quorum where we feel like it's safe for us to share when we need some help with others picking us up. So Let's wrap up this episode. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone you know. And I'll let you decide who that is. As usual, not my call. If you're just joining us for this episode, then thank you, and we're so glad you could make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul, then remember this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links that you can find in the show notes below or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on the YouTube, the Spotify, the Podbean, the Apple Podcast, and lbry.tv. And remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?